And another integral part of the community making shift happen for the Paw and surrounding areas, Sam Meggs joins us today. Sam Meggs is responsible for the Disc Park that we have here. Thank you for doing this with us, Sam.
No problem.
Talk a little bit about disc golf, what it's all about.
Disc golf is a sport that is accessible for everybody, no matter their age or skill level or physical ability. It is played similar to golf or traditional golf, as disc golfers call it, where you throw a golf disc off the tee, you walk up, and then your next throw is from where the golf disc lands, and you try to get it into an elevated basket or a hole.
So the disc itself, for many that don't know, is similar to a frisbee, correct?
It is, but yet it is a little bit different too. The golf discs are a little bit heavier and a little bit smaller. Thus, the flight paths are a little bit more controllable. You have a driver where you can tee off and you can throw up to 300 feet or more. And then you have mid-range that fly a little bit straighter for your approach. And then you have disc for putting.
So how did you first get involved with disc golf?
Around 25 years ago, I was living in Florida. And I was just driving around Clearwater, Florida. And I saw a sign that said disc golf. And so I went to the park and I met some people there and they lent me a couple of discs and started to throw and I fell in love with it. In the disc golf community, they call me the Johnny Appleseed of disc golf. It seems like every community which I moved to didn't have a disc golf course, and I ended up planting the seed or planting the idea into park and recreation departments at the places I lived and eventually got some disc golf courses going. I got one going in Chittenango, New York, got one going in Quebec City, and now I'm getting one going here.
Disc golf holes, as we would call them in golf, I guess, have been set up in Devon Park for a couple of years now. Is it getting a lot of use?
Yeah, slowly but surely, people are coming up more often, and the best way of getting people out is when people actually just stop and talk to you on the course and ask you about it, and then a lot of times they'll try it, and next day we're seeing them in the park trying to play.
One of the greatest things I love about disc golf is the cost.
Oh, man, it's the biggest draw for me. It can be as cheap as like $15 or $20 to get started, and you don't have to book a tee time or worry about being kicked off the course because of COVID-19.
Are there any tournaments in the making?
We do a league night. We've done it in the past, but this year, the way how I'm doing league is virtual league, where the people will play around and they submit their scores to me, and then I award prizes that way. Everything's been kind of suspended because of COVID-19 right now, unfortunately.
Nonetheless, if anybody wants to go out on their own, there's no social distancing there. It's a great sport, a lot of fun. Summer is here, so get out and enjoy.
Oh, absolutely. There's a saying amongst disc golfers, when a ball dreams, it dreams of the frisbee.
Sam Meggs, thank you so much for bringing disc golf to the Paw and making shift happen in this great community.